He has been an assistant Wayne County prosecutor, the deputy Wayne County executive under Edward McNamara. He was the CEO of the Detroit Medical Center. Today, Mike Duggan is making it official. He wants to be Detroit's next mayor. Let's take a closer look at the Duggan candidacy as we welcome from the Detroit Free Press writer Rochelle Riley. Hi, Rochelle.
Hello. How are you?
Good. You had a big piece in today's Free Press. You sat down with Mike Duggan and talked with him, and he told you he wants to be mayor. So here's the question. It's been since 1973 since there was a white candidate in a Detroit mayoral race. Are Detroiters ready to vote for a white candidate?
Well, see, I don't know that that's the question. I think the question is, are people going to finally realize that not everybody in Detroit is the same? There have been people in Detroit who have looked at leadership first and the content of character over color for a long time. But because the belief is that most people wouldn't, you have not had a sort of diversity of candidacy that might be helpful for the conversation. If Mike Duggan does nothing else, and he may be capable of more, he is going to change the conversation over this next 9 months, and that could be one of the best things to happen for Detroit since Punch Keys.
Very true. And Punch Keys are good things that happen from Detroit. That is a long overdue thing to open up, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's a part of what has been missing. It's a different kind of conversation about race, and there's nothing wrong with talking about race.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about it all the time. You know, every now and again, someone will call and go, oh, why do you want to talk about race? Please don't bring that up. Things are better. Things are never better if only one group of people is talking about race.
There you go. Now, we know that whoever runs against Mike Duggan is going to bring up the fact that he recently moved to the city from Livonia and that he is white. So how is he prepared to answer that?
Well, I will tell you what I wrote in a column, and this isn't for Mike Duggan. This is for anybody who wants to do anything for Detroit. I don't want somebody to tell me where somebody sleeps. I want them to tell me where they live and work. And all of the work that he's done, I guess maybe 20 or 25 years, has been for Detroit, whether it was, you know, Wayne County and Detroit benefited from it, or the work with the DMC. I say this about any people who are doing great things in the city and happen to live in the suburbs. These are suburbs of a city. And no place else have I ever lived or ever heard of where there's such a wall and people make such a big difference if you don't live downtown.
Rochelle, stack Mike Duggan up against the other candidates and possible candidates. Let's go with the existings first. With Lisa Howes, you have Fred Durrell and Crystal Crittenden. How does he stack up against them?
Well, if you believe polls, and I rarely do, you know, he and Benny Napoleon are far and away ahead of all of these other candidates. I will tell you that I've talked to real people, and that means people whose names you don't see in the paper all the time and who do a lot of work, who think that Crystal Crittenden's grassroots campaign is going to take off in a way that people don't expect. I think that Lisa Howes is somebody who is a very capable person and probably can do great things. I think she just may have run too soon. I talk sometimes about this musical Chairs, and no one said it better than Charles Pugh in the piece I wrote about his deciding not to be mayor. And he said there should be a limit on people doing these different public servant jobs and just going from one job to the other. I'm not suggesting that about Lisa, but somebody who's a state rep then becomes a county commissioner and then becomes a city council member. And so they're just sort of, you know, taking these public jobs. I want somebody who wants that job and just that job. And Mike Duggan is not the only one to say it. Benny Napoleon, who has done other jobs and is now the county sheriff, wants that job. I think I'm hoping he's going to tell people he wants it. If he doesn't, it'd be nice if he'd go ahead and say so and make our lives easier in the media.
Instead of trying to figure how much to dance around that possibility of a candidacy.
I think that what people want is to have a conversation about needs, about lights, about crime. And if you spend too much time on race and on negativity, you're not going to have the conversation you need to have. So I think that every candidate should be wary of that, because that's what I'm hearing more than anything.
What do you think, Rochelle Riley, are the main positives about a Mike Duggan candidacy?
You know, I'm not a campaign manager, so I don't have a spiel on his behalf, but I can tell you he made his own case in my piece that ran today when he talked to me a day before his official announcement to, you know, let people know that what he's been doing all of this time is true. I think that he brings some expertise in turnaround. Anybody who could stave off a major corporation and a hospital system from bankruptcy and, you know, who kept Wayne County, helped to keep Wayne County from going broke, you can't dismiss something like that on a resume when Detroit looks like it does. Now, does that mean that nobody else can do it? Of course not. But he's touting that because that's the big thing.
How do you see the appointment of a state manager impacting the mayoral race? If that shoe drops in Lansing with a great big thud and Governor Snyder appoints a manager, how do you see that impacting the race, or do you?
Oh, it would definitely. Well, I don't know if it would impact the race. I don't know that there's somebody who was considering running who would not run because they won't be in total charge. If that's the case, then that lets you know they weren't somebody that you needed to vote for anyway. But it's going to make a huge difference in how that work gets done. And what you want is a mayor who understands that if that happens, and all he happened is, you know, Governor Snyder can find somebody to do the job, and he apparently, from what I'm hearing, is having a hard time. You want to make sure that they work in partnership so that however long that person is there, good work is getting done and they don't have to stay there for years.
Well, it'll be interesting as we watch this. And as you say, nobody's got a sense yet when Benny Napoleon may jump into the race. And certainly Mayor Bing hasn't put any cards on the table either.
He has not made any type of announcement. We've been hearing, you know, here and there about fundraisers, but people raise funds and they do that to see how many funds they can raise. It doesn't necessarily mean anything. But once again, if he is planning to do it, I think it's the kind of thing you want people to know sooner rather than later.
Rochelle Riley of the Detroit Free Press. Thanks so much for talking with us today, Rochelle.
Thank you.